The Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zayin tells us that the halacha of Sipri Tes Zayin has to begin Maschil Bignus U'Mishayim B'Shvach. We begin with our degradation, and then we reach our praise. And in the Gemara, there's machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. What Gnus means? What is our degradation? Shmuel says it begins with Avodim Hayinu, namely that we were slaves to Paro. Rav says that it refers to Mitchila Ovdi Avodah Zorah Hayu, saying that the fact that our ancestors were Ovdi Avodah Zorah idol worshippers. The Rav said that this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel may be Lishitosom in another machlokes that we find in Gittin. Because there's machlokes in Gittin between Rav and Shmuel about if a person is mafkia his eved, he relinquishes his ownership over a slave. According to Rav, although the master, the other, no longer owns the slave, he must still provide him with a get shichra, because a formal document of freedom. While Shmuel holds, since he was mafkia him and he no longer has ownership of him, namely that the kinyan mammon has been cancelled, so you no longer have to give him a get shichra, because the kinyan isur automatically falls by itself. In other words, there are two dimensions and two elements to avdus of an eved kanani. One is the kinyan mammon, that is the property of his master, and the other is his personal status, the kinyan isur. For example, that he's forbidden to marry a bas yisrael. So Shmuel says that Amafka Avdo Yotzalacheros, because by the Kinyan Isur automatically falls apart if there's no Kinyan Mammon, that the primary dimension of slavery in Avdos is that you're the property of the master. While Rav says that the personal status of the Eved, namely the Kinyan Isur, is still independently significant. And if you're mafkia the Eved, even though he's no longer the property of another person, but his personal status is still diminished, and therefore he still requires a get shichru. And this, the Rav said, may be lishitasom, they're consistent in terms of what is the primary dimension of avdus, of slavery, that has to be mentioned in the Sipri Tes Zayin when we begin Bignus in our degradation. According to Shmuel, who thinks that the Kinyan Isur is the primary, excuse me, the Kinyan Mammon is the primary element of Avdus. So we begin the Gnus, the Sipri Tes Zayin, with Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zorah, are you ever saying? We begin focusing on the Avdus to Paro that we were Avodim to Paro, and therefore we begin, according to Shmuel, not with Mitchil of Avodah Zorah HaYisrael, but with Avodim Hayinu, that we were slaves to Avodim Hayinu, the power of Mitzrayim, because the primary dimension of Avdus is that we're the property of somebody else, an Eved, and in that case, we were the property and the slaves of Paro. But according to Rav, who holds Mafkid Avdo, and you still have to give him a get shichur, the primary dimension of Avdus is the diminished personal status. And therefore we begin with Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zorah HaYuvaseinu, that our ancestors were Ovdei Avodah Zorah, worshipped idolatry, and it was their personal status and their diminished status is what we emphasize.